And we're joined now by NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Julie, hi.
Hi.
And as we've heard over and over, one of the biggest drivers of the problems with the federal deficit and debt is health care spending. The president today said that the health care law passed last year already addresses this problem, but he did add even more proposed savings. Let's take a listen.
Our approach lowers the government's health care bills by reducing the cost of health care itself.
Julie, does that approach that he's talking about, in fact, reduce the cost of health care itself?
Well, possibly. First of all, there's still a lot we don't know about what the president plans to do on health care. Aides who briefed us this afternoon said this is more of a framework than a full-fledged plan. For example, there's talk of saving money by lowering prices on prescription drugs using Medicare's great bargaining power. Medicare is such a big program. Now, we've heard that sort of thing before, and every time it's been squashed by the still very powerful prescription drug industry. One thing we do know is that the president wants to tighten up one of the targets for this private commission that would recommend spending for health care providers in Medicare. Of course, if those payments go down too much, you run the risk of doctors and others not wanting to treat seniors. They're not getting paid enough. So that's a pretty delicate balance.
Some things there that a lot of question marks around. Are there things in this plan that are a sure bet in terms of reducing costs?
Well, there are a couple. And, you know, for all the complaints about how last year's health law is light on cost controls, one of the things it does try to do is change the incentives for providing care from just doing more to paying more for good outcomes. And just yesterday, in fact, the administration announced, with the participation of just about every health care stakeholder you could imagine, hospitals, doctors, consumers, employers, a new patient safety program intended to reduce hospital-related complications in readmissions. And readmissions is when someone's released from the hospital and has to go back within just a couple of weeks because they don't get the proper follow-up care at home. The idea is to spread best practices, which can be as simple as making sure everyone washes their hands, to having surgical checklists, to having barcodes on medicines, and that would reduce these kinds of complications. And if the plan works as anticipated, it could save the healthcare system as much as $35 billion over the next 3 years, including $10 billion for Medicare. So that's actual savings, money not spent.
Julie, let's move on to one point about the Medicare plan from the Republican side, from Congressman Paul Ryan. He wants to effectively privatize Medicare. And we talked about that yesterday on the program with Republican Congressman Tom Price. Here's part of what he said about how the Republican plan envisions health care for seniors.
We would provide for them an opportunity to access a health care coverage system that is exactly like that members of Congress have.
Exactly like that the members of Congress have. Well, that raised a challenge from a listener, Bob Scheibel of Buxton, Maine. He called it a bald-faced lie. And he went on to say, if Congressman Price can prove me wrong, I'll eat my hat and my boots as well live on NPR so he can hear the chewing. So, Julie, your task is to keep Mr. Scheibel there from eating his hat and his boots. Was Congressman Price right that the new vision for Medicare from the Republicans offers seniors exactly the same health care coverage system as members of Congress?
Well, I think Mr. Scheibel will not have to eat his clothes. In fact, Congressman Ryan's plan is really quite different from the federal employee health plan, even though that is the talking point that most Republicans are using. And I'm not the only one who says this. PolitiFact also called this talking point false today. And let me explain. Federal workers get a percentage of their insurance paid by the government. It's about 75%. The workers pay about 25%. So if the cost of insurance goes up, government workers pay more, yes, because that 25% is a bigger amount, but their percentage stays the same. Under Congressman Ryan's plan, seniors would get not a percentage of what the plan costs, but a set amount of money. That money would increase each year by less than the amount of health inflation. That's how it would cut the federal deficit. So in essence, it would save the government money by shifting it to the seniors. And every year, that amount of money would buy less and less insurance, so seniors would pay more and more. And that's not me saying that. That's the Congressional Budget Office.
So Bob Scheibel can keep his hat and his boots on. Julie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Julie Rovner.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.